Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Ray, would you say it's time to rock and roll?
No, I wouldn't.
No? Why not?
Because I'm not doing puns.
That's not a pun. That's a rhyme. Right?
It's also a pun.
Would you say you're between a rock and a hard place?
Again, no.
Do you realize that you can take anything that's got the word rock and substitute brock, and it works?
Oh, it works for you.
You want to rock out with your brock out?
Oh, oh my God. See, this is how...
This is what you started. You own that one. That's you.
Big rock brock?
Stop.
You ready?
Seriously, stop.
Shut up.
It's only rock and roll, but I like it.
Well, you're going to have to read all these when those lunatics out there start texting him. That's your punishment.
Oh, someone's like, my favorite B-52 song, Brock Lobster. See, now that's taking it too far.
No, you took it too far. You started this. This is all on you. You can't chastise others for a bad idea that you midwifed.
Thank you for saying. Would you call me a lovely little midwife?
Again, not today.
JJ in San Jose, save Ray from all these Brock puns, if you would, please.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm ready to Brock and roll.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there. Mama said Brock you out.
I got it. Hey, so the game, yes, it was one of those, I got to tell you games. Or you just, you know, as a fan of football, never mind if you're a Niner fan, as a fan of football, you watch that game and you watch Purdy's performance and you go, I gotta tell you, the Niners aren't half bad with Purdy under center. And I gotta tell you, again, one last time, it's the potential that the Niner fan have always felt like the team has had. They just have never had a chance to actually believe in it. Or have the confidence in it. With Jimmy G, they saw more limitations in skill. With Trey Lance, they saw same thing. He wasn't really ready. But with Purdy, it's almost like when you watch Purdy play, you're like, dude's got some skill. And the team believes it. And now the fan base believes it. I think they can go a long way.
You know, JJ, it's the eye test, isn't it? I mean, it really is. It's that eye test, and you know, I believe eyewitnesses are the worst witnesses you can bring in a court of law. Our eyes lie to us quite often. But there was just an innate comfort on a football field that you felt coming out of a kid who is, you know, he's in his rookie year. He's being asked to do something from a draft position that no draft position has ever given to football. Ever. The last pick in the draft usually doesn't make an NFL team, much less be the guy who is the third string quarterback that makes you think, hey, we really haven't lost a thing here. 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, that could change. Reality is a sledgehammer in this league. And maybe it swings at Brock. But you can only make one impression in your first impression. And in his first career start, I was impressed. I was impressed. Blown away. Call Canton, tell him to get the bust ready. No, we're not there. We're not there. But he looked better than a Hall of Fame quarterback that he was sharing the field with. He looked as accurate, if not more accurate, than even Jimmy Garoppolo has. And again, this is not going to turn into a referendum on this. Is why everyone said it's always so easy to replace Jimmy Garoppolo. We're not doing that. We're not doing that because Jimmy was everything the 49ers didn't even ask him to be this year. They asked him to leave. He didn't. And then he saved their bacon when the Trey Lance experiment went awry. So, this is a team that has had a revolving door at quarterback. And I don't know how many we've seen look as natural a fit for what Kyle wants to do as early on. And again, you can't get earlier than your rookie year. By the time Jimmy Garoppolo hit Kyle Shanahan's offense, he had been in the NFL understudying Tom Brady and being coached by Bill Belichick for years. So he steps into a game in an incredibly difficult ask. And he made it look easy. He made it look easy. Against the defense, it's not bad. Really not bad. You want to know what a big break was? Vita Vea exiting that game early with an injury because he is a monster. And if you're wondering, you know, hey, it was a really good day for an offensive line, it'll be a better day for any offensive line that doesn't have to deal with that guy. He's a problem.
Oh, no, he's, yeah. I mean, and I'm not going to say that, you know, Tampa would have won the game if he'd played all four quarters, but because they
it changes
have,
the it changes the chemistry of that game greatly.
Well, it changes the chemistry of the game for Purdy, and it changes their ability to run the ball with impunity. But I think they could have played four more quarters after the four they played, and Tampa would have been lucky to get another field goal. Because ultimately, that's what these guys are. They don't let you score, so whatever they get on offense after the 14th point tends to be gravy. In the last 6 weeks, they've allowed 11 points a game. 11. I mean, that's a preposterous number.
Would you say it's Brock solid?
I would not, again. And I may have to come over there later and stab you.
Raising a Brock in a hard place. It's in between these things. See, it works with the word rock all the time. Feel free to use this at home or at work.
Yeah, if you want to get punched by your boss, by all means.
Ken is in Chicago. Hello, Ken. You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hi, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Ray, I'm going to paraphrase and use the movie A Few Good Men, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to restate or reuse a different word, an adverb, rather than the word okay. And if you don't remember using the word okay on Brock Purdy's performance yesterday, I can have the court reporter replay the tape back. I can't understand you using the word okay in Brock Purdy's performance yesterday. Football's a team sport. Was McCaffrey just okay? You know, the quarterback's involved in every play. He's the guy responsible for moving the team. And no comparison to any other quarterback, just the moment of Purdy playing yesterday's game. He was more than just okay. It was more than we could have asked for. And I can't disagree with you more in your assessment. And I normally agree with you and love your opinions. But I really think you need to reconsider the word okay. It could have gone really south yesterday against one of the greatest quarterbacks who's ever played the game. As you mentioned earlier, you know, Brady could have come back and stabbed us in the eye. And he beat the GOAT.
No,
I need you to reconsider your assessment of okay.
He didn't beat Tom Brady. He beat the Tampa defense. And in terms of, you know, McCaffrey was excellent. But I'm not going to give Brock Purdy an unusual amount of credit for completing a handoff 14 times. You know, that's not what I'm talking about. Brock Purdy ran the offense efficiently. That's okay to me. He wasn't eye-popping. He wasn't jaw-dropping. He was the quarterback Kyle Shanahan wanted him to be yesterday. And that's plenty good. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But I know to my soul what wins football games for this team. And it's defense and running. That's not a quarterback thing. Did he get in the way of their progress? At no time. But that is the standard for a 49er quarterback, and I'm not worried about what people's expectations were for him or where he was drafted. He's been given a table that's already set, and he made sure it had a really nice centerpiece to it. And good for him for that.
Have you ever in your entire football life seen it go to a third string quarterback and absolutely no change could be detected?
No, because the one
thing... So it's better than okay then, right?
Well, no. Let me finish my point.
Brock on.
On this team, the quarterback is at best a tertiary consideration because they have weaponry that is better than what their quarterback, whoever it's going to be, is. Because that defense changes games by its very existence. And Christian McCaffrey changes games by his very existence. Which means the quarterback's job in San Francisco is to not get in the way of the things that are excellent. And that's what he did yesterday. And that's fine. That's for him, swell. He gets to enjoy everything about yesterday that he wants. But in terms of being magic, no, because he didn't have to be. The 49er quarterback is not asked to be magic. He's asked to be efficient. He's asked to be what Jimmy Garoppolo's been all year long.
How many third-string rookies can just be asked, go in there, do the job, don't impede our chance to succeed? Like, I don't think you should grade him against other 49er quarterbacks. You should grade him against the historical context that is almost automatically by default you are about to fail.
Because most Super Bowl contenders with a 9-4 record and playing the way they are not working with a third string quarterback. Most teams that have to use their third string quarterback are tire fires. So that's why I don't regard that as the comparison. The 49ers are that very unusual construct of a very good team that is not entirely dependent on their quarterback, so that if your third string quarterback is competent, he will thrive in this offense.
So,
because this is an offense that does not require him to be anything other than efficient.
Any third string quarterback in the NFL would do. It doesn't even matter who he is. Third string quarterback who can complete an 8-yard pass is exactly identical to any other guy who could possibly play.
If you're asking me if Josh McCown could have won that game yesterday, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm only taking yesterday as I'm not projecting into the future, and I'm not trying to imagine what he could be in 3 weeks against Washington. I have no idea. I only go on what I saw. What I saw was a guy who ran the offense. Kyle Shanahan gave him the run, and he ran it well.
What if he wins his next three games?
Then we'll reevaluate. We reevaluate this stupidity every week. That's why they keep paying us. If he sticks the joint out on Sunday, is everybody going to turn on him?
Thursday,
whatever.
Get it right.
Well, I'm trying to ignore the fact that they're playing Thursday. I mean, if he's awful on Thursday, is everybody going to walk this back?
Oh, sure, people will be walking
back. Of course
back
they will. That's why I don't trust immediate reactions to anything. I got time. I'm not dying yet. That's Christmas Eve.
I think he was a little bit better than okay.
Okay, which is
fine. Getting a compliment out of Ray Ratto, it's a hard thing to do.
He was fine.
He was better than fine, Ray. Come on.
No, he was fine.
So, his official letter grade is a C?
Fine is not a C. Fine's a B. He was a B.
Okay.
C is average. C is A.
That's what fine means.
No, fine doesn't mean that.
Fine is an upgrade from meh?
Very much so.
All right. Welcome to 4 o'clock, everybody.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on Twitch, YouTube, and the free Odyssey app. Damn well better be free.
How about this? How about you and I play a little game? And if I win, you upgrade your adverb.
Wait, but who's going to evaluate who wins?
Oh, no. You and I will know it in real time because we're going to play Brock, Paper, Scissors.
No, we're not.
See, it never ends.
No, it doesn't end.
Gary and Martinez.
Which is why you're going to have to explain to your wife why your shirt doesn't fit right because there's a knife sticking out of it.
Gary, hello. What do you got?
Hey, fellas. Hey, kind of to both of you guys' points, you know, it wasn't crazy throws or anything that impressed me the most about Brock Heward. Brock Purdy.
Any Brock will do.
You know, the The first play, I mean, the first, you know, series when he gets absolutely ear-holed and take, I mean, the full-on shot from a guy he didn't see and he pops back up. I mean, a little stumble could have found him in the protocol tent and, you know, who knows what would have happened. But he leads him down, finishes it with a touchdown. And then the whole game, not once did the clock wind down and, you know, we're frantically calling timeout. Nobody was out of position. He ran it perfectly. But Thursday in Seattle is going to be the ultimate test with everything I just said, with the crowd noise and everything like that, and I can't wait to see how he handles it.
It's going
to
be an incredibly different atmosphere, obviously, and you know, I do think, though, that the best of the Seahawks is officially in their rearview mirror. I mean, they just lost this week at home to the Carolina Panthers. So, you know, it feels like this could be a little bit of an easier game than you might have expected, but then you got to remember that Pete Carroll does know what he's doing, and he does know his in-division opponent better than anybody else. He really does. So we'll see if this team can get it done in Seattle. When it comes to, you know, chanting Brock's name, it's not going to happen up in Seattle. It did happen at Levi's. He said he heard it. He loved it.
I think today was, that was wild to hear the whole stadium saying it like that. So, man, we got some great fans out here, man. They love this team, and they're right behind us all the way through. So, very thankful for them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.